Wilmington resident Debbie Silverman was one of hundreds of Delawareans to march for women's rights earlier this year.
You know, it's great that we're going on a march, but what are we going to do long term? You know, I want to be involved in something that's sustaining and impactful.
So she created Delaware Women for Inclusion. Silverman says it started with 20 to 30 women of all ages meeting on Saturdays at Grotto's Pizza in Wilmington. To date, the group has mobilized over 350 members to write letters and make phone calls on issues ranging from the death penalty to women's rights to immigration. Andy Greenwood is among those involved and feels their work is making a difference.
You know, from what I hear from the other groups and the folks they're talking to, that yes, the voice is heard. What I have learned again and again through people at the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and others is every call we make is heard and has an impact. Every postcard, every petition. So where you may think these things don't really add up, that they do.
Greenwood is also involved with the ACLU's National People's Power Initiative that tries to harness the grassroots power of those like Greenwood. That spawned the Freedom Cities campaign, which helps mobilize people to meet with local law enforcement officers about immigration issues. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.